This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, needless to say, no red eye memes yesterday. Talk about it later in the show. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. I know, John, you have a lot of questions about what's going on in hockey.
I have some questions, yes. And I'm curious. I know we're going to get to it later, but no red eye memes. But at some point, I kind of felt like there might have been a red eye meme from one James Costa.
Like from crying?
Or just sadness. You're seeing red. You're just anger.
It's all of it, man. It's frustrating. We talked about it yesterday. We said the runway's there. Go for it, Steve. Doug Karsh is going, hey, I think a big move's coming. Valeni's going, I'm going to suspend disbelief. This is the day.
Yeah.
It was a day, that's for sure.
Why do you create all that space? I've got a lot of questions. I do. We'll get to it later.
And we will try to welcome the Iserbots to the table, too, because I just don't understand. They know puck, so evidently we need their guidance today.
Yes.
We're going to talk a lot about what's going on today with Dear John on the show, 7:35. Hit that. Some advice from John Jansen. Heather has a horror story in her personal life.
You could call it that.
We will get to that coming up at 6:50.
Wow.
Pistons are doing some stuff. We'll talk about that. John, Tigers didn't play yesterday.
No, they didn't. They got rained out.
But they picked up half a game in the division. These guys aren't even playing games, and they continue to run away with this. John, they're undefeated since I told you this division was locked up. And they're gaining ground without even playing baseball.
They haven't played a game since it was locked up, or since you said it was locked up.
And yet they're still getting further.
Yes, because
away.
Other people do play, and
they
it
lose
was a half a game.
Because the division's full of losers.
Which we'll take a half a game at a time, that's fine. But you're taking another victory lap this week.
Small one.
Doesn't feel like it. It feels like you got the... we thought if there was a move made yesterday by one Steve Yzerman that you were going to be streaking down Woodward.
Yep.
Now it feels like you're streaking down, maybe it's the corner ballpark. Just in honor of the Tigers.
I wouldn't say I'm streaking, but the Sox are off. We're getting there.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, the Tigers will play a doubleheader later today. You can hear both games on the station. Tyler Holton's going to throw in game one. Jack Flaherty will throw in game two. They're facing the Nationals before a series this weekend, 4th of July weekend, against the Cleveland Guardians.
I know. It kind of stinks yesterday that we don't get Tiger baseball. It's 2 days in a row. Right? They had an off day Monday. It gets postponed last night.
You're getting withdrawals?
Well, I was very disappointed not to have Tiger baseball last night. But if you can just be a little patient, now you have Tiger baseball basically all day. I know it's a split doubleheader, but 1 o'clock, Tiger baseball. It's going to be on your radio dial.
Times two. Okay, the other thing that made headlines involving our city yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Sophie Cunningham. Who? She's a WNBA player for the Indiana Fever. And the WNBA was in the news yesterday because they're expanding. This is a good thing for the league, right? You grow your game and go into new markets that are passionate sports cities, right? Philadelphia, Cleveland, here in Detroit. These are great sports cities. Sophie Cunningham, how happy are you that we are expanding into these great sports markets? It's a little muffled from a scrum. I don't know how excited people are going to be to go to Detroit or Cincinnati. She meant Cleveland.
So she just basically is the state of Ohio. Right. I mean, I can second that emotion.
Right. But, and I hate to even defend the state of Ohio, but all of these are great sports cities. And if you don't know if your teams are going to be supported in great sports cities, it says more about the product of your league than it does those sports cities. If you're not sure if Stars want to go to those cities and draw fans, then maybe your product just isn't that appealing. It says more about you than it does about any of the cities that the WNBA is expanding to.
Right. And so I know yesterday when this first came out, everybody got butthurt because she said something bad about Detroit.
Detroit versus everybody, John.
Right. Yeah. All right. Not everybody has to like Detroit. That's fine. And I'm not going to, I was a little bit more passionate about it yesterday. What I don't understand, and we talked about it yesterday with them expanding to Detroit. What are we going to name the team? Detroit does have a great history in the WNBA. I have no idea why the team was taken because they won three championships. Somebody needs to give Sophie Cunningham a little bit of a history lesson. Before there was a Caitlin Clark, before there was a Paige Beckers, before there were, and I'm talking about just in the first year or second year of their WNBA career, these are the biggest stars. Those are the names that people remember.
Yeah.
And they know Angel Reese because of the confrontation mm-hmm. that it is, but it's marketable.
Sure.
And so a little history lesson will let you know that there's great history of the WNBA in Detroit. They had almost sold out the Palace. I know there were a couple of empty seats, but 22,000 plus people long, long ago showed up to watch the WNBA in Detroit. So yes, people will show up to watch this team, but this is a league right now that when Caitlin Clark came into the league, this is her second year now. She's a superstar for that league. And they, as players, voted her ninth in all-star voting.
Among guards, not all
among
players.
Guards. Guards. Among guards. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know exactly, you know, all of the guards in the WNBA and how she matches up with point production or assists or play. I don't think anybody would.
When fans vote her one and media votes her three and the players are petty and vote her nine.
That's a great word. It's petty. And then your conference is expanding.
Good
thing.
Three
new cities. I don't care where they are. Put one in Juneau, Alaska. And you have an opportunity to expand for a league that every franchise, the entire league, loses money. The reason it is still operational is because it's subsidized by the NBA. I just don't understand why the players are fighting progress. Why they are fighting. And then before the season even starts, Angel Reese says, well, I may hold out. I may sit out unless they pay us more money. Well, where's the money coming from? It's not ticket sales. There's one team that actually has ticket sales. And they're all benefiting from Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark jersey sales, mm-hmm. merch sales, ticket sales. In the WNBA, they share all of that money. And they do in the NFL. It's all part of the CBAs. But in the NFL, I think it's like, you know, 90% goes to the player, 10% goes to the league, and it's spread around. You get the royalty checks.
Yeah.
In the WNBA, it's 50%. And she is selling a whole lot of jerseys. She's selling a whole lot of merch. So they're all benefiting from her sales. Yet they want to throw her under the bus. They want to attack her. I just don't understand this league.
It's bizarre to me because expansion's good for the players, first and foremost. It's more jobs, right? So even if you lose a step, more teams need to fill out rosters. There's more jobs. Teams have to pay money to join the league, expansion fees, which then infuse cash into the league. And if you go places where there are passionate sports fans, you have a better chance of selling tickets and further growing the league financially. So when you guys do get to a point where you want to renegotiate your CBA and get bigger paychecks, this is the stuff that gets you there.
Right.
The other thing you didn't bring up, John, Kelsey Plum. She was approached by an autograph
seeker.
And she like called the guy weird. Like, why would you want my autograph? Well, I don't know. I mean...
Well, she also made a young fan cover up her Caitlin Clark jersey before she would sign an autograph. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't... I just don't understand the pettiness. And I know that there is... I don't want to be stereotypical. But this is a giant catfight between all of these athletes, I'll say. What the hell is going on?
There's a reason the B word exists, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
They're playing what you just said, John. Playing to the stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I just don't understand the animosity for... I understand paying your dues. All right, they gave Caitlin Clark a hard time in her rookie season.
Sure.
Because she came in with a lot of fanfare. A lot of people were watching because of her. And there have been players in that league that have been doing it for, you know, 10, 15 years. I get paying your dues. I get hazing. And we don't want to call it hazing, and it's not hazing, but it's paying your dues is probably the best way to put it. But now she's not a rookie anymore. She's paid her dues. How about a little respect for what she's doing?
MJ had to pay his dues.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? I don't remember him barking at the time. He barked later after he backed it up.
Yeah. And again, hey, Detroit's not for everybody. And we don't want everybody here. Right. I don't think Sophie Cunningham is going to be welcomed, you know, and if she's still playing, and it's kind of a big if.
Yeah.
If she's still playing in 3 years and she comes to the LCA with the fever, I don't think there'll be a good reception.
So did you?
But I also don't know in 3 years. Is anyone really going to remember what she said?
I don't know, but I know Dan Skipper saw this video of Sophie Cunningham, and he said, have you ever been there? Pretty good place to play. Well, not for you now. Mm-hmm. You're right. The crowd, I think, will remember.
Skip.
Maybe the better Cunningham should respond, too.
Oh, there you go. 248-539-9797. You saw the headline that Sophie Cunningham takes a shot at the city of Detroit as the WNBA is set to expand there. It's... One, we're going to stick up for our city. But two, why is the league so self-destructive? People want your autograph. It's a good thing. People want your game in their city. That's a good thing. You want to go to Miami instead of Detroit? Tell me how those games get sold.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, they're not half the sports town that we are.
Yeah. And don't get your feelings hurt. I've had people come up to me all the time. They come up to me, hey, are you Jeff Backus? No.
Do they actually?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes Jeff gets it all the time, too, right? Because we played together in Detroit. Like, you know, we're big white offensive linemen, right? And and so every once in a while, they'll come up and be like, hey, are you Jeff Backus? I'm like, no, I'm the good-looking version. We kind of play into it. And there'll be times where, like, they don't believe me, so I'll sign as Jeff Backus. I don't care.
You've signed something as Jeff Backus?
Oh, hell yeah. Why not? But I'm not going to get my feelings hurt because you can't tell one white offensive lineman from another.
but that's not even what I think was happening with Kelsey Plum. It's just someone who legitimately wanted her autograph. And she was like, this is weird. No, this is what happens when your league gets more popular. It's a good thing. It's a compliment. John, when someone wants your autograph, it should be flattering.
Yeah, and I've never told anybody, hey, if you come up and you've got a jersey of a rival and you want my autograph, I'm not going to tell you to cover that up. I may make a couple of snide comments.
Of course, that's all in good banter.
Right, but it's all about sports.
Anyway, we got calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Sophie Cunningham takes a shot at Detroit. It's 97.1. All right, guys, look, if you're the city of Detroit, you should smile regardless of what Sophie Cunningham has to say. But if you want to get that smile bigger and brighter without breaking the bank, Brightside Dental is your spot. If you're looking for a reason to finally book that dentist appointment, summer is here. You want to make that appointment before you get too busy. Camp, sports, vacations, fourth's coming up here. So whether it's your first visit or your first in a long time, Brightside Dental is ready to take care of you. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays with no hidden fees. So make an appointment, get back in that routine before the summer really gets rolling here. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa in the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Phone calls, ticket text, Sophie Cunningham, excuse me, get it right. Sophie Cunningham, WNBA Indiana Fever, taking a shot at Detroit yesterday, city in the headlines because we're adding a WNBA team. And she said, well, players would rather go to Miami. Who'd be excited to be in Detroit? Meanwhile, as Don on the ticket text points out, she plays in Indiana.
Right, yeah, she's in the Midwest.
Right. So
I love Indianapolis.
I got nothing against
right.
a fellow Midwest sports town, but we are good sports towns, whether it's, say this quietly, Cleveland.
Right.
But Philly and Detroit, Philly's getting an expansion team. Indianapolis has supported their teams. You don't have to take a shot at the city of Detroit because you'd rather be on the beach in Miami. Well, this is a city that has supported the WNBA. If it doesn't work here, it says more about the product than it does the city, because this is one of the great sports cities in America.
And if you don't like Detroit in the winter, you know what?
Yeah.
You don't have to be here in the winter, because your season is a summer season.
And then you brought up this resistance to growth by the players within the WNBA, and it's manifests itself in a number of ways. It's weird pushback on expansion from Sophie Cunningham. It's the players in the league who have resisted Caitlin Clark mm-hmm. when she's been great for the popularity of their sport. It's Kelsey Plum calling autograph seekers weird, people who want to recognize their fame. Ticket texters are pointing out some of the stereotypes you did, John. Says nobody hates a popular woman more than another woman.
Heather?
It's true. It is true.
Unbelievable.
This is from a female athlete on Ticket Tech says, I've competed at the highest level. This is why women's professional sports doesn't have the following, because of the cattiness. Not just at the highest level, it's every level of women's sports, and it's sad to see and doesn't get better.
You know, some of it has to do with, and I don't know anything about the coaches or the leadership of the WNBA, and I know that this is something that people are texting and calling about. We've got some calls. We're going to get to you in just a minute. Tom asked me this question at the break. Have I noticed this more? Because my girls, starting with Lucy in tennis, Ruby in basketball, and Ellie in softball, have always been in sports since middle school on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, nearly every one of their coaches has nipped this in the bud at the beginning.
Good.
This is not how we're going to talk to each other. This is not how we're going to do it. And so I haven't witnessed that a lot because there is a lot of there's competition. That's what sports is all about. Ellie plays first base. And if they bring in another first baseman, I tell her, you just got to beat her out.
Yep.
It's not about her. It's about you. You're competing against yourself, your best version of yourself all the time. And the coach has hammered that home. And so if there's competition, it's again, it's with yourself. And so I know that this goes on, but it comes down to leadership and whether it's, you know, who's the commissioner of the WNBA?
I couldn't tell.
No one knows. No one cares.
But she should be more involved in nipping this stuff in the bud.
Right. And it comes down to Caitlin Clark, and I don't really know or remember what the incident was. It just happened a couple of weeks ago where she takes a shot, and then after the play is over, she takes another shot and she gets knocked down. Like, yeah. It happens all the time. Like, the commissioner of the NBA, or WNBA, needs to step in, and whether it's suspension, it's fines, it's whatever it is, like that's where you can nip this in the bud. And you also have the opportunity to say, hey, you may not like Caitlin Clark. I don't know her. I don't know her personality. Maybe she's very abrasive.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really care. And I don't care in the NFL.
No.
Who's got the bad personalities, who's a jerk off the field. But if you are marketable, Greg, why are you so disgusted?
It's what you just said.
What?
A what off the field? It was a play on words.
Oh. If you're a jerk
off the
outside
field
outside of the field.
Field of competition. He wasn't disgusted at what you said. He just goes, did he realize what he said? Let's knock out a couple phone calls. We'll get Heather's news in this hour. Let's go to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, good morning.
I'm losing my
A
game.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I just want to say, one, as a fan of the WNBA, these women are so uneducated on how business works. They would rather the teams expand the rosters instead of expand the league, where adding 15 players to the team, still you have girls who are not getting opportunities because you're not expanding the game. They don't understand the normal concept of how the business works. The WNBA has lost money for 20-plus years. Expansion helps the league, which then expands your product. And like you said, it's the cattiness of women and the competitive. Like, women are competitive and catty at the same time. And not to sound like a sexist, because I know I'm about to probably get canceled. But, you know, when you mix testosterone with the estrogen, this is what you get. Caitlin Clark's popular. Now we want to take her down because I was here first. I've been doing this for 8 years, but you wasn't selling 30,000 seats. Yes, the Shock are part of our history, and the Rockers from Cleveland, not Cincinnati,
right?
You know, was one of the good franchises as well, winning a couple of the first Eastern Conference divisions. But, you know, they're not educated on their own sport. All they think about is me first and, oh, I got a microphone in my face. Now I need to say something.
Stu, appreciate the phone call.
They're going to implode.
Well, it's not helping themselves, put it that way. Like, no. Detroit, Cleveland, Philadelphia, these are cities that are great sports cities that will support teams, that have supported teams in a lot of cases. And sure, Miami would be more fun to live as a player if you love the beach and the sunshine and you're not thinking about the big picture and all of this. You want to go somewhere you're wanted.
Yeah.
Miami doesn't care about their sports teams the way that we do in the Midwest and the Northeast.
No, and if you're one that likes to go to the beach, if you want the nightlife of Miami, then so be it.
Do it on your own time.
Well, but again, just like Detroit's not for everybody, Miami's not for everybody. It would be miserable for me to be living in Miami at this time of the year. And I know they play inside.
I know, but I wouldn't want to be in Miami.
Oh my gosh. I mean, but again, it's not for me. It's probably for a majority of people. A majority of people will be like, yeah, okay, I'd rather live in warm weather. It's just,
but that's
it doesn't
not
do
what
it
this
for
is
me.
About.
No, but for her, it's like, why would people want to go to Detroit? Why would people want to go to Cleveland? Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but the people that are already here, we're not trying to get people to move to this town because they're fans of the WNBA. we want people that are here that have already supported a team to be able to go and watch the WNBA.
Jim in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, about the WNBA, this is it goes back to for decades. Women are their worst enemy. I mean, I'm married to a beautiful woman. She's tall, slender, and good-looking, but her personality far outweighs her beauty. And yet, anytime we go to a new place, she's automatically a B because of the fact. I mean, I've seen it in my whole life. So, I mean, it goes back even with the female or the transsexual in the female sports. If those girls would have just refused to get in the swimming pool, then they wouldn't have had any. He couldn't have competed with them. But instead of banding together, none of them stuck together. And it's been like that for decades. And it's sorry, but that's the truth.
Yeah, well, Jim, I thought you were going a different way with your wife in that conversation there.
Well, I'm just using her as an example because I've seen it for 28 straight years. I mean, you know, and it's not just her. You take any attractive woman and you put her in a room that's even Steven, and she's going to be an enemy to the females, and then that's just the way it's going to go until they get to know her. I've seen it, so.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down to competition. And if you can't handle competition, if you can't handle, I may have been here for 8 years, 10 years, and then somebody comes in who is just really good, or they're marketable, like Caitlin Clark is. Sure. Again, pay your dues for year one. This is not year one for her. I don't know what they're doing.
The way you should look at it is Caitlin Clark's going to put more eyeballs on the game. Yeah. And if you're good at the game, more people are watching you.
And it's the same thing with expanding it. I don't care what city it is.
Yeah.
If you're expanding into cities where there are good sports fans and you have more eyeballs
on
your sport,
you'll get more adoration, attention. You'll be, I would think, a greater satisfaction.
Yeah.
And knowing that people are recognizing the hard work you're putting in and the talents that you have, and it will be recognized in dollars. But anyway, why it has to be so self-destructive, I don't understand.
Caddy.
Petty. All right, we're going to get into the news, and we're going to get into the Pistons news. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch. Hey, maybe it's women's basketball. Could be guys' basketball. Football. Baseball. Doesn't matter. It's Stadium Swim. Located at Circuit Resort and Casino, you can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. It's located at Circuit Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircuitLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Pistons are making some moves. We'll get to that in a second. First, Heather with the news.
Well, there was a bank robbery in Southfield on Tuesday that left one person hospitalized. This is a crazy story. It happened at a PNC Bank near the intersection of 12 Mile and Franklin. Happened in the afternoon. Authorities say this man entered the bank with an axe.
Boom.
Demanded money, and after receiving the cash, he hit an employee in the head with the axe and then left. Yeah, so this woman, this teller, had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. She is expected to survive. Thankfully, police were able to track down this suspect and took him into custody. Oh my
That's wild.
Goodness. My gosh. For nearly 30 years, skeletal remains that were found near train tracks in Plymouth Township went unidentified. But thanks to advanced DNA testing, the remains have now been identified as Benjamin Harrison Fountain, who would have, if he was alive, been 99 today. Mm. So back in 1997, these bones of Fountain were found in a field off Haggerty Road by a person who was surveying the land to purchase it. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it was believed that his remains had been there for at least 3 years before they were discovered. And investigators did everything they could. I mean, there was a class ring even that this guy had, but they still weren't able to identify him. They were able to figure out some things. They knew it was an adult male. They ruled it a homicide due to a suspected head injury, but they could never figure out who this guy actually was. But thankfully, years and years and years later, they were able to do this advanced DNA testing. They developed new leads about possible family members. They were able to contact those family members and use DNA to determine his identity. And finally, he was just laid to rest in May. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Malik Beasley, we've been talking a lot about him, appears to be having some serious financial issues. So obviously we talked all about his investigation for the alleged gambling, but there's some new details about his finances that have been uncovered. Yeah. And he reportedly owes money to a lot of people.
Yeah.
A landlord, a marketing firm, a barber, a celebrity barber, a dentist, a lender. I'm sure the
list. Is a celebrity barber a famous barber or just one that cuts hair for celebrities?
I think the second one.
Yes. Okay. However, I don't know who it is, so maybe he is a celebrity in his own right, but I think he is a barber of celebrities.
Did I read that his dentist had to get his wages garnished?
Yes.
He owed so much money to his dentist that his Pistons wages were being garnished by his dentist.
I believe there was another, it was not only the dentist, I believe somebody else was doing that too, whether it was the marketing firm or, so I read that somewhere, but yeah, you're right with that. The barber won $26,000 in a judgment against him. The dentist did win $34,000. Wow. He's being sued by a high-rise apartment building in Detroit. It doesn't sound good. Things don't sound good, for sure.
No, things are not going well for Malik Beasley. That's an understatement.
Maybe he should contact this woman in Oakland County because she's got some good things going for her. She's about to let her family in on a huge secret. After buying a scratch-off lottery ticket, she won $4 million.
Oh, wow.
77-year-old woman says she plays scratch-off tickets all the time. She likes the $30 tickets, and she bought one, went to her car, scratched it off in the parking lot. Couldn't believe her eyes when she won $4 million. She hasn't told her family yet, but she's about to let him in on this big secret. And unlike most people, she chose to have yearly payments. Normally, people choose the one-time lump sum payout. Well, she's going to be... Yeah,
especially at 77.
She's getting yearly payouts of $133,000 for the next 30 years. They plan, the couple, her and her husband, plan to do some home repairs, donate some money, and then obviously share it with her family.
John, you look as puzzled as I am. She's going to get paid up till... 107.
Yeah, I think that, might be a situation where you need the... Should take the one lump sum.
I think you always should take the one-time lump sum payout, but...
So there's conflicting theories. Like, if you think you're financially irresponsible, the yearly payouts protect you.
Yeah, but if you're like 20, maybe.
Or do the payments get paid out to her family, whether she's alive or not?
I don't know. There might be some more detail. But either way, it's very, you never really see that. So she's got some extra cash. If he needs it, maybe you should contact her.
Hit her up. Yeah. Although if I'm her, stay far away.
Yes, run. Do not answer that call. There's a new study that looked at what makes people cool. And it comes down apparently to six traits. All right. Being extroverted.
Okay,
that makes you cool.
Outgoing, yeah.
Adventurous.
Sure.
Cool. That kind of goes along with it, yeah.
You're open, which I guess to me is kind of the same as extroverted.
Yeah,
right?
These are
they go together.
Kind of
redundant.
And then there's things that are a little different. Autonomous.
You're willing to do things on your own?
Yeah, it says it means you're independent. You don't try to fit in. It's just a weird way to... I would never describe myself as, hey, I'm autonomous.
Yeah,
it's nice to meet you. You know, like, it's strange.
Like you're a machine.
Hello, Autumn.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Hedonistic, which I never heard of. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
No, hedonistic. I saw this article. Yes. So it's like basically prioritizing like your own pleasure and happiness.
Yes. And not feeling guilty about that.
Yes.
Not feeling guilty that you're prioritizing yourself first before others. And then powerful means obviously you're confident and you don't let people push you around.
So if you have a lot of confidence and you're outgoing.
Yes.
You have a chance to be popular.
You also have to...
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Was there a commissioned study for this? Like, did people spend money on this?
Yeah, apparently so, because they surveyed a lot of people all over the world, basically. And they basically found the same thing. Like, it doesn't matter where you live. These are the traits that everyone thinks are cool all over the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you guys cool?
If you can't leave your house...
Do you fall into the cool category?
I think I'm outgoing. I don't necessarily know that I'm hedonistic.
I never heard that word before.
And I don't think that's necessarily a trait that parents thrive on because you're always doing things for other people.
But I definitely think I've become more that way as I've gotten older. I always was a people pleaser. Like, I'm going to do this for you even if I don't, it doesn't benefit. Like, I've always just been like that. But now lately I've been more like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
This doesn't fit my lifestyle for me. I'm going to pass on that.
Hedonistic. It's an adjective.
Selfish.
Engaged in the pursuit of pleasure, sensually self-indulgent.
Okay.
Hey.
The last part. I mean, not the pleasure, I guess, but.
Wow.
Wow.
Heather
anyway.
With the news. That's what the cool kids are doing anyway.
I guess so.
All right.
That's why all those Gen Zers must be very cool asking for their own
spaces,
self-pleasure rooms at work.
Yes.
Sir, I'm hedonistic. I need to have this room.
Yes. Yes.
All right. A few thoughts on the Pistons, John. Malik Beasley out, clearly. Pistons having to move on. They made the move for Duncan Robinson yesterday, traded away Simone Fontecchio. They give Duncan Robinson, caught me off guard, a three-year deal. Now, really only the first year is guaranteed, but a three-year deal, $48 million. Caris LeVert is in as well. I look at the offseason like this. They wanted to upgrade on the margins. I feel like they're just, at best, holding serve on the margins. Like, LeVert replaces Schroeder. Robinson replaces Beasley. I'd argue Schroeder was a better distributor of the basketball than LeVert. I would argue Beasley is a better player, shooter than Duncan Robinson. But fine, we'll call it a push. They're not getting better on the margins. I feel like they're just holding ground, and it's why my take on all of it is... All roads lead to Jaden Ivey. If you need to get a little better in your secondary scoring, Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
If you need one more quality shooter in crunch time to space the floor with all these slashers, Jaden Ivey. If you need someone who's going to break down a defense and find his teammates, Jaden Ivey. It feels like all roads are going to lead to Jaden Ivey if this team's going to take a step forward next season.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if that's been Trajan Langdon's theory all along, right? If even before the Beasley information,
yeah,
we're going to add on the margins. We're not really in a position to, you know, jump in line. We're gonna run this back and allow our young players to continue to develop. Like, I mean, that's what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
Now the whole whole Malik Beasley thing did throw a wrench in the engine, but they've been able to, as you mentioned, hold serve.
I think at best. I mean, again, I think Dennis Schroeder was better at breaking down defenses and finding his teammates than Caris LeVert.
Well, I think it offered a break for Cade. You know, I mean, he didn't have to be the ball handler the entire time.
Yeah.
And if he needed a breather, you had Dennis Schroeder to put in there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you're looking at, you know, you're not looking at anybody else bringing the ball up other than maybe Jaden Ivey, like you talked about.
All roads lead to Jaden Ivey. Yeah, I think we can say this plainly. They were dealt a bad hand with the Beasley news. And because of it, they're not going to be able to get significantly better on the margins. It's not their fault, but we can plainly say what it is. They're not getting better on the margins. They're going to rely on the development of their young people.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
With the news that came out about Malik Beasley. The Feds investigating, that's a completely different level. But having his paycheck docked for some of these, like, do we think that maybe there should have been a red flag that went up? Maybe they should have seen some of this coming?
Yeah, I can't imagine it's common.
It's not.
That professional athletes are getting their wages garnished by multiple entities and being sued for large sums of cash by multiple entities.
I'm not going to say it doesn't happen.
I can't tell you it hasn't happened.
But there seems to be some red flags, and maybe they should have been a little bit more ready for this moment.
Yeah.
You could argue it with the draft pick, though.
The draft pick squarely
addresses what Malik Beasley provided to them.
Yeah.
Probably one of the easier things. I know I'm making an assumption here, but you step into the NBA. If you can shoot, you can shoot.
Right.
Yeah, that should translate. 248-539-9797. Dear John, coming up at 7:35 today. John, a little heads up on that. We need your advice on paying off a bet.
Okay.
Fireworks.
Oh, I love fireworks.
Honeymoons.
I like those two.
And help at the office. So we'll get to all of that as the show rolls on. Coming up next, Heather, you have something going on in your life.
Yeah, I did. I guess I do almost on a daily basis have something going on.
Okay.
This will be good. We'll get to it next. 97.1.
Hey, summer is heating up and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. So it's easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Pistons have made some moves on the margins. Are they getting any better? We'll leave that up to you. I'd argue they're breaking even. 248-539-9797. I'm sure everybody wants to talk Red Wing hockey today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make time for it. John, I know you got questions. I don't have any answers.
Well, I'm sure somebody out there does.
The bots, they know puck.
Well, on both sides, those that are frustrated, those that are looking for maybe some of the same answers I'm looking for, and the Iserbots, I know they're there.
We will welcome everybody to this gala event as we discuss the Iser plan later in the show. Dear John at 7:35. Heather, what is going on with you?
Well, I've got something that happens to me, not to me personally exactly, almost every single day. Now, I got to start by saying I do love my dogs.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Not great when you have to start that way.
And my husband.
No,
I do
also
love.
Not great.
Oh, wow.
No. Yikes.
However,
Colin put
almost
on notice.
Every single day, every time we leave the house, and it's got to be some sort of like separation anxiety that the dogs have a little bit, they get into something. They have to destroy something. Not major things per se. They're not getting like, they're not destroying furniture or pillows or rugs or anything like that. But the other day, I walked in the house and, you know, the dogs greet you and I'm like, oh, hi, you know, what'd you get into today? And I take a little look around the corner. Oh, I don't see anything. And then I walk a little further and I get towards the dining room. And Brooks is with me and he goes, uh-oh. And there is... The dogs got into the pantry, which I'm guessing wasn't fully shut. The door probably was open or who knows.
Well, we'll get into that, detail in a minute.
And they got a whole bag of unopened flour.
Oh, boy.
Baking flour. Because, you know what? No, this is it. When they got to the door, I'm remembering more. When they got to the door, Josie was so excited, my dog, but she had like white foam in her mouth. And I'm thinking, what did you get into? And it's the flour. Massive pile of flour, but also scattered. And then the white foam was from her licking it, so then it does kind of get into the carpet. Like she was like eating the flour, so then
she
it's
made
like,
herself a little slurry. Dug it into the carpet.
And this, it's like our dining room. The dining room is the place they go when they get things. Like if they were to catch a rat, Jim,
yes,
like your cat, it would go to the dining room. Like everything goes to the dining room. I don't know why, but that's the room it goes to, and it. I love them. I love having pets, but it's almost a daily basis they get into. I swear they've gotten into the diaper genie in Brooks's room. I don't know. And they get diapers and they'll just like shred them apart. They'll get into all of our bathrooms have to have the garbage cans with the lids, you know, that you can like step on.
So they like leftovers.
But they can still get into we have to turn them all backwards. Which then makes it a hassle for humans to use, but they can use their nose and they lift up so they can get they'll get garbage out of the garbage. If you leave anything on the counter, they get it.
And you have two dogs?
We have two dogs.
And they both do it.
I don't know. I think one is the instigator and then the other is just like, okay, well, that looks cool. I'll go along
with it. Yeah.
So my question is, what is the worst thing your dog, your pet, your cat, whatever it is, has ruined? Because we've had a lot of things ruined in our dog ownership lifetime.
So, a couple questions. Why do you let them roam free?
Well, for a while, I guess it's a good question. We never crate trained them. So, that was something, I mean, they're not.
You could lock them in a room.
Oh, we could, but they'll scratch the door. I mean, they will scratch at the door until they are out. So for a while, and I don't know why we're not doing it anymore. For a while, we had put them in the basement. And what we had done at the basement is used a baby. So we've got stairs that go down.
Yeah,
clearly.
It's a basement.
And then, but the door is up at the top of the stairs, not at the bottom of the stairs.
Right.
But we could use a baby gate.
Right. To keep them
from going up to the door and scratching at the door. We had done that for a long time and just kept them in the basement when we left. That's a great question. Why we don't lock them up or whoever asked it. We don't. We just don't. We don't. But you know why, according to my husband, is that it's all my fault.
Oh, that's convenient.
When I'm away, he says, the dogs get into nothing.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to place blame just yet. But what are the facts? When you are gone.
He says they get into nothing. They don't find anything to get into. But when I'm home.
He does such a good job locking it down.
Exactly.
But when you.
He takes care. But when I'm there.
So.
I leave all the doors open and leave access to everything.
So did he blame you for the flour?
He did. The flour was my fault because I apparently left the pantry door open. But also, each one of my children knows how to open the pantry door. That's where all the snacks are, right? So they learned how to open that door very quickly.
So it's Emily's fault.
Or Brooks. I mean,
Brooks was with you, you said.
Well, when we walked in, but I don't know if he was the one that tried to get an applesauce before we left or something. It's always my fault.
But it wouldn't happen if Colin was standing on watch.
Not according to him.
On his soapbox. So I am curious to hear some other people's stories. What has your dog, your cat, your pet? There's a lot of people have different pets.
What's your parrot done to your home?
Right, your ferret.
Pooped all over it?
So probably. We used to have a Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which, beautiful
big
dogs.
Dog.
Yeah. Big dogs.
Big
dog. Like big dogs. But they have the long hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this dog, for whatever reason, I've always done the crate training. And when we leave, I usually lock them up, whether it's in a crate of appropriate size for the dog's size. Mm-hmm. Or a room that is basically the dog's room so that they can't destroy anything. This dog, every time we would leave, even if we'd let it out, come back in, we'd leave, this dog would crap everywhere.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. And the problem with a Newfoundland is it would get in its hair.
Oh,
no.
I thought you were going to say big dog, big poop. But okay, well, yes.
Yes, big dog, lots of poop. But it would get in its hair. And so then not only would you have to clean up the crap, you'd have to give the dog a bath.
It.
Yeah, or hose it down. And it was just unbelievable. Every time you walk in the room, you walk in, and it's sometimes in the winter, like I would have it in the garage. And the garage is insulated. It would literally hit you in the face, the smell.
Yeah, that's always no fun.
Yes, no fun.
Ticket texters are actually just blaming you, Heather. They said it's on the dog owner when dogs misbehave like this.
That's what my husband says.
Sounds like Heather doesn't know how to raise a dog, Brad in Chesterfield.
Mm-hmm.
Open up the phone lines, take your shots at Heather.
I was prepared. That's what I got as soon as I walked in and saw flowers. He's like, well, if you hadn't have leave the pantry door open, they wouldn't have gotten to the flower.
Things your dogs or pets have ruined. And take your shots at Heather.
So.
We got this event coming up now that we're in the month of July. Wednesday, July 16th, 97 won the ticket. And Detroit Pal have the middle school combine at the corner ballpark, the site of the old Tiger Stadium. Registration is free at DetroitPal.org/events. Go to 971theticket.com. This is open to all boys and girls, first through eighth grade. Have a chance to compete and participate in speed and agility tests, 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, push-ups, and more. Again, register today for free. DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.